Tonight, I'd like to call the Texas Commission on Fire Protection meeting, January 22nd of 2021. 9:02 a.m. to order.
Microphone.
Microphone's on, please.
All right. Item number one.
Call to order with invocation and pledge of allegiance.
Okay. We have Chaplain Elaine Maddox from Dallas Fire and Rescue to give our invocation. If everybody will stand, please. Those that would like to participate, please participate along with our chaplain.
If you'll bow your heads, please. This is a day, Lord, that you made, and we'll rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we thank you for your traveling mercies as these first responders in this room have traveled from all over the state to do your business today. We thank you for the freedom we have to convene here today. Last year, on January the 23rd, many of us were in this very same room with no masks or coverings over our mouths, not knowing what the next couple of months would hold. We may be troubled today by wearing masks, but we are reminded that you do not gaze on our outward appearance, but you look. So I ask you today to examine each heart. Across this state, we have many firefighters and family members who need what only you can provide. Lord, we pray that you help them. Open the eyes of each member here to the needs of our fellow brothers and sisters in the fire service. I ask for your guidance and direction for the Commission on Fire Protection as each commissioner, committee member, and support staff commits themselves to the aid and protection of lives and property of our Texas citizens through the development and enforcement of recognized professional standards for fire service. We admit today we have no idea what the future holds, but we know who holds the future. We humbly thank you in advance for the wisdom that only you can provide. For it's in your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Commissioners, I'm leaving this book. If you recall, I gave you the Jesus Calling book last year. I'm leaving this one today, Jesus Calling for Firefighters, along with my card. And in 1 Samuel 12:23, it says, "Far it be from me to sin against the Lord by failing to pray for you." And even though I come from a department of 2,000 members, over 2,000 members, I think, Chief Deere, I will promise you, if you email me, that your members or your requests will be on my list. So thank you.
Thank you. All right, the pledge.
Please join me as we pay our respects to the flag of our nation. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And now let's pay our respects to the flag of our state.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
All right, agenda item number two.
Roll call. Anderson. Excuse. Cortez.
Here.
Davili.
Here.
Doster.
Present.
Hamilton.
Here.
Jones.
Here.
Morgan.
Here.
Moore.
Here.
Sharma.
Here.
Steelman.
Here.
Stalls here. Vandegrift.
Here.
Here.
All right. Just let it be known we do have a quorum for this meeting. Okay, agenda item number four.
Three,
I'm sorry.
Commission meeting minutes of October 29th, 2020.
So move for approval.
Second.
So we have a motion and a second to approve the minutes for the October 29th, 2020 meeting. Second was Doster.
First was Doster.
Motion.
First was Doster. Steelman, second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Now agenda item number four.
The Budget and Strategic Plan Subcommittee may meet on January 22nd, 2021. During the commission meeting and provide a report for discussion and possible action relating to any recommendation developed by the subcommittee, including but not limited to modifications to the agency operating budget and strategic plan.
Okay, did we have a meeting?
No, no need for a meeting at this time.
Okay. Hang on a second. Is there any questions on the attached budget information in your packet? Discussion?
Budget director's not here, is he?
Should be on the phone.
Oh. We have eight months left in this budget year, roughly. And on page 19, the available appropriate approximate cash available, that's going to get us how close to our budget projection.
Yeah. Based on the first quarter, we're right on the mark right now, and we've seen a continual uptick in our testing revenue and certification revenue. I think we'll see that increase now with the incident commander certification available. Mm-hmm. I think we're already starting to get quite a few applications for tests, and also that should help cover any minor deficit we might have started the year with.
Okay.
I will remind you, though, that we've been asked going into this legislative session to demonstrate a 5% reduction, as well as a 5% reduction for the last fiscal year. So we have demonstrated such, but it remains to be seen what will happen with that. We won't know that till the end of the session.
Okay. Any other budget discussion, financial discussion? All right, hearing none, agenda item number five.
Reports from fire service interest groups and agencies on matters relating to organizational purposes, function, and objectives, including but not limited to Texas Fire Chiefs Association, the Texas State Association of Firefighters, the State Firemen's and Fire Marshal Association of Texas, the Texas Fire Marshal Association, the Texas Association of Fire Educators, the Texas A&M Forest Service, the National Fire Protection Association, Texas State Association of Fire and Emergency District, the Center for Public Safety Excellence, and the State Fire Marshal's Office.
All right, do we have a representative from Texas Fire Chiefs Association? Texas State Association of Firefighters.
No report.
State Firemen's and Fire Marshal's Association of Texas.
Good morning, all. With your permission, I'm going to remove this just long enough to do this report for a couple of reasons so that you can see my smile. It's a pleasure to see everybody. It's been a long time, and it's just a pleasure to see all of you and all the staff members that are here. It's going to be a homecoming for me every time I come back, so I'm just so glad to see everybody. Thank you for having me and allowing me to do it. For us, the association has been busy. We're in our busy time right now. I know that the agency every September begins to go through its renewal process, and right now the association is going through its membership renewal process. So, and again, staff can relate to this. As crazy as it gets around here, it's the same way in that office out there. So a very busy time for our staff there at the association. We are, of course, in the midst now of the legislative session. I know that's a concern of this agency for sure, particularly because of the sunset review, and it is for us as well. Some of the things that we're going to be keeping an eye on during the legislative session will of course continue to support funding for the grant programs and try to maintain at least the level of funding that we currently have for the grant programs for partners around the state. Very important program. Usually more requests every year for that than there is money. So we want to try to maintain as much of that funding as we possibly can. There's possibility as well of reimbursements to fire departments this time around because of the pandemic, COVID-related issues. And so we hope that if we see goals for that, we'll work and scale those as well. We all know that that's had a huge impact financially on every department around the state. So we'll be supporting that. And then, of course, watching for any unfunded mandates that may come about. So we'll be keeping an eye on those things. And of course, regarding the agency and the sunset review process, we continue to support this agency, and we're so appreciative of the partnership that PCFP and SFFMA and CAD over the years. And of course, we wholeheartedly support what this agency does and how important it is to Texas Fire Service. So we're behind 100% with that. And we'll monitor that, the sunset process, and the bill that ends up coming out of that. And please give a shout if you need anything from SFFMA with regards to that. We know that it's always important for us to be able to get together as we need to, all of the various stakeholder groups, state association, the chiefs, the firefighters, this agency, and we can do that through the consortium.
I can barely hear
you. I do want to, you know, if there's decisions made, if there's a need to have a consortium meeting, if you'd like to do one in person as opposed to a Zoom meeting, which I know we're all getting tired of, but if you'd like to do an in-person thing, I'd love to have make our facility in Manchac available. We've got a great, big training room there. We can get set up and keep everybody safe, and it's always available for that or any other needs you may have. Feel free to contact me, and we're happy to offer that up for you all. The association is at least tentatively moving forward this year with its plans for its annual conference in June. We're hoping that we're going to be able to pull that off at the end of June. I forgot to write the exact dates down. It's on the website, but it's at the end of June this year. We're in the panel. We are optimistic, cautiously optimistic, that we're going to be able to have a conference this year. So we're planning in that direction with the idea that we may have to have some contingency plans to take care of business of the association in the event that we can't, but we hope to. And I want to extend a warm invitation to all of you that if we are able to have a conference down this year, you are more than welcome to come join us, even if it's for a day or two. We'd love to have you down there and be a part of the conference activities. If it looks like, say, into the springtime, if you're interested in joining us again, even for a day or two, feel free to give me a shout. In terms of certifications, I heard Mr. Wisco mention the new Incident Command certification you all have. The association has recently developed industrial firefighter certifications that we're now making available to industrial facilities around the state. We actually have two, Firefighter 1 and Firefighter 2, specifically designed for industrial brigades, industrial personnel. So we're glad to be able to offer that, and we're anxious to get that out there too. And so we're spreading the word for that one. We hope that industrial facilities will be able to take advantage of it. Along with that, we've established an online testing platform. We're a little behind, but PCFP is done, but we have newly established online testing platform. We've actually interviewed an agreement with an online testing company, and we're going to pilot that program this year with those industrial certifications. So when we have personnel ready to do that, we're going to test them online and see how the program works. That's really all I have. Again, just know that we are always interested in partnering again. Any way you need us to, please feel free to call me. Let me know if you need anything from us. We are here, and we're happy to help in any way we can. And we thank you for your commitment to us, and we will continue to commit to you and to your mission here in Texas. With that, I'm happy to answer any questions.
Right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Tim.
The Texas Fire Marshals Association.
Here, no report.
Okay. Texas Association of Fire Educators. Texas A&M Forest Service. National Fire Protection Association.
Good morning, gentlemen and ladies.
And I think there's a delay. Let's see if she speaks up. She normally calls.
Hey there, can y'all hear me?
Doesn't sound like it. Okay.
Texas State Association of Fire and Emergency Districts.
Good morning. Can y'all hear me? This is
the Center for Public Safety Excellence.
Good morning. My name is Larry Chan, and I'm still the current chair of the Texas Center for Public Safety Excellence Consortium. The Texas Center for Public Safety Excellence Consortium strives to develop a collaborative relationship among fire departments across the state to achieve excellence through continuous improvement, peer mentoring, and professional development. Much of the focus is providing support to departments pursuing the Center for Public Safety Excellence Agency Accreditation Program. Recent news includes the pandemic has actually increased interaction with our counterparts in other states, especially in Colorado. For example, we're sharing speakers and information at the moment. Agency accreditation program still continues with changes to the format of peer visits and commission hearings to respect pandemic mitigation protocols. The hard copy of the new standards for the 10th edition of agency accreditation is now on sale through the Center for Public Safety Excellence website for $75. There will be a PDF version of release in the near future. The Elder Excellence Conference will be fully online this year with live questions and answers with presenters from March 1st to 4th. This conference features 36 sessions across 14 tracks. I'm a presenter, and so is Kevin Haynes from Frisco over there. Attendance at the conference typically includes officer ranks, uniform personnel, as well as civilian staff. Registration is $249. And that's all for me. I'll be taking any questions. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. State Fire Marshal's Office. All right, let's move to agenda item 6.
Report from Commission Representative to the Homeland Security Council.
There's still been no meetings. We're still waiting.
Okay. Agenda item 7.
Report from the Health and Wellness Ad Hoc Committee.
Thank you. So just a general report on the mental health initiative, and Dr. Ellis has met with two experts to create an agenda for the course that's catchy, and we'll, you know, push forward that agenda. And so that's going forward. I do have one question for everyone here, though. For the top injury CE course that we discussed at our last meeting, we do not have enough submissions to have a full CE at this time. And that's one thing I need to get input from everyone. How can we get more submissions to make this initiative fruitful? Otherwise, we'll have to think of different ways to get the top injuries reported to each department. So one question I could have is, would you be willing to send videos of top vendors, or what would you need to be able to send more submissions? I'll open it up for discussion.
Well, I think that's, you know, the committees that we put together, right? That's their charge to figure out ways of making, you know, what they've developed work.
So. That's fine. We can definitely go back and revisit that. So we'll do that, and I'll also possibly have an email sent out. Thank you.
Okay. Commissioner Sharma, have you guys, with CEs, have you guys reached out to the testing curriculum committee to get ideas? And
I've reached out to the testing curriculum committee for the mental health, and we've gotten a lot of ideas. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's it. Thank
okay.
you.
Thank you. Agenda item 8.
Subjects for future commission meeting agendas.
Mr. Chairman, because of an oversight on my part, I'm going to pass around an email that we received that should have been on this agenda, and I just missed it. I've notified the requester, but I want to share with you now, and we will have it on the next meeting agenda. But I want to give everybody a copy of his email today. So
okay, so this request is for the next meeting,
yeah.
Correct? Okay. Any other future commission meeting agenda items?
Well, we need to continue with the sunset items and figure out what we're going to, in writing the rules for the committees and things of the nature that came down on that report list we went over a little bit prior to.
I mean, I think that once this legislative session is over, we'll know more about, you know, what was approved on the sunset. But, you know, all commissioners need to feel free if you think that we need to make any kind of changes. Based on the sunset recommendations, you can put those on as an agenda item for a future meeting. Okay.
Well, as we discussed yesterday, you know, we want to get ahead of it and make sure that we're, you know, and then we'll fit the rule, I guess, as the final one as it comes down. Not just set on this for 6 months or a year and say, well, we did, you know, no, we need to continue this and get this rolling right now, I think, as far as the report. And updating that with a date for the length of time that it's going to do. And if we do, go ahead and go by the recommendation as far as term limits on the committees. And I want that to continue as, you know, as we started it until it's finished.
I would say get with staff, put in, you know, what you want on the agenda.
Okay.
Future agenda, and we'll take a look at it.
I'd like for the future agenda, if we could, Mr. Chairman, put on there. For the future agenda, I'd like to see us put on there for next meeting to start talking about addressing the firefighter advisory and what sunset laid out in the firefighter advisory.
Okay.
That we just discussed.
Mike, you got that?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And then just for the record, I don't know if we can have the secretary read out the email we received for the record, so because we have people listening, and just so everybody would have an idea of what's going to be on future agenda for the email. Which looks like just really addressing the college hours.
want to read that?
Secretary, I mean, it's really just over the college hours, so we're good with that.
I didn't keep a copy, but I could read it if that's what you want.
No, we're good. Okay. It's over the college hours. My apologies.
Okay.
But it's basically it's a review of their own training record, right?
Right, right.
Yeah.
Their own certification.
Yeah, I'm good.
In the charge. Charge for something that's already in FIDO.
Yes. Okay. So it'll be placed on the agenda, future, on next agenda. Any other future agenda item? Okay, hearing none. Agenda item number 9.
Future meeting dates.
Did we get that the April meeting would be on the 29th?
She's checking right now. Hang on just a minute.
Yeah.
April
29th, beginning at 10 a.m.
Does anybody have any difficulties with the 29th? Okay. Deb, do we have the July meeting also?
Yes. You said those at your last meeting.
Yeah. Can you just read those to us, please?
Sure. The July workshop will be on July 14th. And the commission meeting will be on the 15th, beginning at 9 a.m.
Okay.
And October's meeting will be the 28th, beginning at 10 a.m.
So what was that last one? Sorry.
October 28th.
All right. Thank you, ma'am.
So the 14th will both be at 9 a.m., 14th and 15th?
I don't know about the 14th, the workshop, if you...
We'll set that prior to the meeting. We've got to look into what we have for a workshop, but what items we need to work on. All right. Anything else on future meeting dates? Then to item number 10.
Appointment of a new commission representative to serve on the Texas A&M Firemen's Training School Advisory Board.
Okay. Just for general knowledge, we did interviews or held interviews yesterday, and went through most of the day doing interviews for the two positions in agenda item 10 and agenda item 11. So do I hear a motion? Do we need to make a motion?
Yeah, somebody's going to need to make a motion to go with what you decided yesterday.
Motion to accept the results from voting, interviews and voting from January 21st, 2021.
Second. We need to insert the name in there, David Brandon.
David Brandon. Yeah, just insert in the blank.
So we have a motion to accept the election results of David Brannan as the commission representative to serve on the Texas A&M Fireman's Training School Advisory Board. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Motion carries. Agenda item.
Who made the second?
Agenda item 11.
Appointment of a new member to serve on the firefighter advisory committee.
Okay, we'll need a motion.
I'll give this one a try. Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we accept Antonio Ramos as the recommended candidate to serve to fill the vacancy on the firefighter advisory committee.
Second.
We have a motion and a second.
We may need to read the motion how it was made yesterday with the list for good for 1 year. May need to amend that.
Okay, then I'm happy to amend it to include the other candidates that were reviewed yesterday. Their names will remain on the list from 1 year to date as openings may occur on that committee.
Okay. Is that good?
Yeah, and we've already started working on the notification letters for everybody that applied to let them know the outcome.
Okay. All right, discussion. Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Agenda item number 12.
Appointment of ad hoc committee for the review of 37 Texas Administrative Code, Part 13, Chapter 4, 35, firefighter safety.
Mr. Chairman, I'm passing around the list of applicants for the possible 435 committee. You had 21. We received 21 applications by the deadline, and so they're listed by name and their different certifications. And y'all can do with this whatever you want.
Okay. Any
applicant number 18, I think his name's Mr. Bell.
Okay, my bad. We'll fix it. I got the original email. I'll go back.
Do we know what it is?
Scott Kerwood.
Kerwood.
It's pretty close.
One letter off.
Honestly, I couldn't tell you. I gathered the names as we got them and put them on here for you guys to work through it. But I don't believe so. I think you might have had a couple from Houston.
Mr. Chair, how many are supposed to be on this committee? What's the number?
So I was appointed last meeting as the chair of the committee from as a commissioner, and we didn't come up with one, but working back and forth with Executive Director Wisco, I would like to see a breakdown of a couple from each stakeholder group plus a public member. So my suggestion would be, not knowing these lists, is that I wouldn't mind as a chairman to reach out to the stakeholder groups with this list. That way they can have their representative on there that, that best suits them instead of us just trying to pick from a list. But that way, because since it's such a, going to be a daunting task and a big looking at our firefighter safety rules, I think the stakeholders personally should have representation on that committee to make sure that it's reviewed in all aspects of who we represent or.
And you're chairing this committee, correct?
Yes, sir. Correct.
So as the chair of this committee, I would like you to reach out to the stakeholder groups and make sure we have a representative on this committee from each stakeholder group.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, and just kind of breaking down, it was to look at because it, and it's going to be a lot of roles, and I'm okay with that. And you know, we'll have the meetings here, and they'll be posted as they should for any ad hoc committee. But if we had a couple from each stakeholder group, and like I said, then a public member, just so everybody's in and everybody's represented. I mean, this is going to be, you know, it's a very important task, I feel, and that way we can make sure everybody's represented equally.
Are you also going to have these folks on the committee?
I'm sorry?
Are you also going to have these?
Well, I think since we put it out there and these are the ones that put in, I mean, I think that's what we look at with the stakeholders. I mean, they would be able to see the people on here and pick from there as to who they feel. Because I mean, we open it up, you know, like we did every committee, so.
Well, didn't the actual, because on the heading, it said, you know, TCFP wants you, didn't it state in that application form on the website as to the actual number of people that were going to be on that?
It did, and to tell you the truth, I had the email pulled up and we lost the internet, so I can't tell you what it said.
I've got a copy of it. Somewhere.
Yeah, so the concept, though, is, as Commissioner Jones is saying, is that
there's
somebody from every stakeholder group, probably two. You got different size cities, and we were looking at greater than 100,000 population, less than 100,000 population across the board, and trying to get the stakeholders involved to help from this list establish who those would be. And I think we were looking somewhere in the area of about 11 people because there is going to be so much work involved. So we were going to make it up.
You got some robust committee. Some can't make or what? That's why I have a couple per. But I just think, you know, to make it the fairness of all stakeholders, they need to have a say in the, you know, who's on that committee. And, you know, if this list put in, then obviously they're serious about it. But I just think, you know, that way it doesn't look like one side of the picking or whatever. It gives each stakeholder the opportunity to have a say in their representation.
I do have a copy of that with me.
Okay, yeah, I mean.
That what was sent out to everybody, you know.
Do we need a motion to make, have him contact stakeholder representatives? And
no. Never saying no.
Yeah, it said it would have 11 members, including the chair. If I may read this. A fire chief representing a large metro department greater than 500,000, a fire chief representing a medium-sized department 70,000 to 499, a fire chief representing an average-sized department less than 70,000, two fire marshals representing a standalone fire marshal office, a union firefighter representing a large metro, a union firefighter representing a department serving population greater than 100,000, a union firefighter representing a department serving a population less than 100,000, and a volunteer fire chief representing a department of part-time paid firefighters and a TCFP compliance officer. That was 435.
I agree that definitely reach out to the stakeholders.
Yeah, we got too many people talking here. We got.
Here comes the motion.
Okay.
You ready, Dave?
Yeah.
Motion for Commissioner Jones, the chair of the ad hoc committee, to contact stakeholder representatives and appoint 10 people off of this list in accordance with the email that was sent out on the website.
So I have a question. A second ago, you said that list said 11 members, not 10, right? It was 11.
We have 11, including the chair.
Including the chair.
Oh, 10 members plus the chair. 11 members, including the chair.
Okay, all right.
And then the 427 ad hoc committee is completely different.
We have a motion, or we have a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Okay, discussion.
Mr. Chair, did you say, Commissioner Jones, did you say that there was a public member of this committee?
Was that?
435.
Email?
It's not on there.
And then in the email that Paul read, it said something about two standalone fire marshal's offices, and I only see one unless I'm missing the other one on the list. 20s.
If they didn't respond.
They didn't respond.
But the motion goes promote from this list and the email. So we're going to have to justify how we don't follow one and follow the other. Does that make sense?
Right.
Well, I think that's easy. If you didn't get enough apply, I mean, you can either open it back up.
Well, I mean, but the motion was specific, as in going by each.
Sure. But it's just like anything else. If you didn't have applicants, you can't do it. I don't know how you.
The motion gives Commissioner Jones the latitude to get with all stakeholder groups. If there's not somebody on this list that is on a stakeholder group, or a stakeholder group doesn't have somebody on this list, then they can submit another name to Commissioner Jones, and he can allow that.
Yeah. If we don't have enough from the list, Phil, correct. Yeah.
Okay. So. All right. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion?
I had a question. The candidate 21, Antonio Ramos, is that the same gentleman that we nominated and?
Yes, it is.
Put on the, okay. So that's the same individual. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Any other discussion? Okay. Hearing none. All in favor, say aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
We hand out for 13.
Yeah, agenda item 13.
Appointment of an ad hoc committee for the review of 37 Texas Administrative Code Part 13, Chapter 427, training facility certification.
Again, passing around the list of applicants that we received. We received 31, so you'll have three pages of names here. They're in no order. We didn't identify who's representing what. We just gathered the names.
All right. So, sorry, I get to claim this. I've had brain surgery. So did we ask a commissioner to chair this committee?
We did. It's Commissioner Hamilton is the chair.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
And I'm betting he's got the email that talks about how.
I do. To put that I attempt to come prepared.
Would you read that email, sir?
Yes, sir. This is just the ad hoc for 427, 11 members, including the chairman, three Texas Commission Fire Protection certified instructors representing a fire department-based training division, three TCFP certified instructors representing a community college fire training program, three TFCP certified instructors representing a university fire training program, one TCFP certified instructor representing a fire training company, and TFCP compliance officer.
Okay. So, Chair entertains a motion.
I'll make a motion that the committee chair choose the appropriate number of candidates from this list that was just handed out, but also to get with Commissioner Jones. Let me do that under discussion. The motion will be for the committee chair to choose appropriate candidates from this list to form the ad hoc committee.
Okay. I hear a second.
Second. under discussion. There's a lot of overlap and repetitive names here on the other list, so you may want to get with Commissioner Jones and want him serving
both committees.
Both committees.
We definitely can work together. I mean, we had
yeah
worked together on kind of trying to figure out the makeup. Under discussion, one thing I'd like to add is each one have a compliance officer. And if everyone's okay, I'd like to work with Executive Director Wisco because he knows and Paul, they know their compliance officers. So I'll be working with them on who they. But on the ad hoc for 427, I'd like to entertain amending the motion. And I see him on the list, actually, but just adding Pat McAuliffe on there just because he's the chair of the testing curriculum committee. And being that this is for the training and there's going to be a lot, I think having that on there as a liaison between the two groups would be a benefit because since this has to do with training facilities and certifications and a lot of it can go back to the testing curriculum. But that's just my opinion on it.
I'm willing to amend that motion I made to include Pat McAuliffe. Get the second.
Hey, you seconded them.
Yes, sir. I'll second that.
You second the amendment?
Yes, sir. Please.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second that Commissioner Hamilton creates the a Chapter 427 ad hoc committee off of the list of candidates, but that also Pat McAuliffe, chair of the testing curriculum and testing committee, be placed on this committee also.
And I have all the emails for you two gentlemen, the original emails from the applicants, so you'll have all their contact information, and you'll be able to see there that a lot of them just asked to be considered for either committee. Nobody asked to be on both, they just asked to be on one or the other. So you'll be able to go through those emails, and I have them in my office for after the meeting. I'll give them to you.
Yes, please.
Sort through.
I have a question. Commissioner Hamilton, do you repeat the number of people on this?
11, including
the chair.
Right. Including the chair on both one.
All right. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
I have a question. Back to item number 8. Could we report back, have that put on the agenda for the April meeting? We'll have time to get things together and come up with what our decisions or what our picks are and stuff like that for future meeting, just an agenda item.
Do what now? I mean,
that we'll have the opportunity to have this ready to go back on commission meeting agenda for the next meeting.
Okay. Well, you just, all you have to do is let them know that.
Okay.
That you're ready and want that on the agenda. Okay, agenda item 14.
Matters referred from the Firefighter Advisory Committee, including but not limited to possible final adoption of proposed amendments as follows. 37 Texas Administrative Code, Part 13, Chapter 421, Standards for Certification. Subsection 421.17, required to maintain certification.
No, sir.
We sent four agenda items to the offer of approval
from our committee. Hey, Daniel, is your microphone on? Could you look and see?
Yes, good jackhammer
going out over here. Because
I can't. They can't hear.
Yep. I can speak up. That's not a problem.
That would be wonderful.
There you go.
Us old people need that help.
So as your presiding officer for the firefighters advisory committee, we're setting four agenda items to be all for approval today. Individually or just as a group? Basically chapters 421, 29, 435, 445.
Are you wanting to do these one at a time or all four in a group?
That was my question.
He's asking.
I don't know if we can do them.
Yeah, let's do them one at a time.
Yeah. Move for final adoption.
Second, Jones.
For the item 14.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to move for final adoption. Chapter 421. It's item 14A. One.
Yes.
Now discussion.
And that's just the one strike through on letter F. So.
Okay. Okay. Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carries. 14A2.
Matters referred to the firefighter advisory committee, including but not limited to possible final adoption of the proposed amendments as follows. 37 Texas Administrative Code Part 13, Chapter 429, Fire Inspector and Plans Examiner. Subchapter B, Minimum Standards for Plans Examiner. Subsection 429.201, Minimum Standards for Plans Examiner. Personnel.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Right, so we have a motion and a second for final adoption. 14A2 agenda item, chapter 429, fire inspector and plans examiner.
Did you see the second? Who did the second?
Any further discussion?
That's just removing the temporary provision.
Correct.
All right. Any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. 14A3.
Matters referred from the Firefighter Advisory Committee, including but not limited to possible final adoption of the proposed amendments as follows. 37 Texas Administrative Code, Part 13, Chapter 435, Firefighter Safety, Subsection 435.1, Protective Clothing.
Move to adopt.
Okay, so we have a motion to adopt.
Second.
Second. Any discussion?
Mr. Chairman, what's passed around is one email of public comment we received on this particular agenda item. So just wanted to share that with everybody. It's in support of.
Okay, so I guess basically what we've done is down at number three, we struck out annually and or.
Yeah, so we're eliminating the requirement to just annually submit your SOP for PPE. When it was originally done, it was done, I think, for a good purpose. We've seen an increase in compliance when it comes to the SOP part, and quite frankly we run into a huge electronic storage issue, and we're also seeing that we're just spending a whole lot of time reading the same SOP every year for no reason. We can see them upon request and we see them on every inspection, so we're just trying to remove that requirement to annually submit it.
Annually submit.
Yes. And what you'll see in the public comment piece is there was a discussion at the last meeting talking about requiring departments to put their SOP on their websites. And I believe Chief Fight is who made the email. He has a concern that a lot of departments are beginning to shift away from websites and do other things. So he didn't want his hands to be tied for something like that. And that's, he supports the change, but he questioned the that requirement or mandate.
Okay. All right. So we have a motion and a second for final adoption of agenda item 14A3, chapter 435. What we're doing is removing the requirement for annual annual report to be sent to the commission and have it upon request, right?
Correct.
Okay. So any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Agenda item 14A4.
Matters referred from the Firefighter Advisory Committee, including but not limited to A, possible of final adoption of the proposed amendments as follows. Number 4, 37 Texas Administrative Code, Part 13, Chapter 445, Administrative Inspections and Penalties, Subsection 445.7, Procedures, Subsection 445.9, Procedures for Violation, 445.11, Minor Violations, 445.13, Disciplinary Hearings, and 445.15, Judicial Enforcement.
And commissioners, I'll remind you what this is essentially cleaning up something that happened inadvertently about 4 or 5 years ago. After the 09 sunset review, a rule was established that kind of outlined the penalties process, the violation process. Due to some legal opinions and such, that rule was changed, but I think we inadvertently removed a bunch of language that kept us in compliance with the recommendation from Sunset. So we have essentially just brought that language back. We went back and captured it exactly how it was, and we put it back in there to be compliant with that Sunset request from a recommendation from 11 years ago.
Move for final adoption. Second.
Okay, so we have a motion to move for final adoption. Agenda item 14A4, chapter 445 of the Administrative Code. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. We're at agenda item. Now we're at 14B.
Matters referred from Firefighter Advisory Committee including but not limited to B, report from the Curriculum and Testing Committee regarding recommended changes to the fire investigator curriculum, reference material, and outline.
I'm Terry Youngblood, reporting on behalf of the Curriculum and Testing Committee, Sheriff Patrick Collins. The investigator ad hoc committee has done an incredible amount of work to update to the new NFPA 921-2021 edition of the Guide to Fire Explosion Investigation Standards. You have before you in your packets an updated curriculum manual, updated reference list, and an updated course outline. There was a significant amount of information added from this standard that was not in previous editions that has been included in the curriculum manual, the reference list, and one. In the reference list, there's one new reference, and then there's some that have been moved from the recommended list to the required list. You'll also see in the course outline, the investigator committee has requested an increase in the recommended hours from the current 160 hours to 200 hours. The committee has received support letters and or emails from the following organizations: the Texas Fire Marshals Association, the Guadalupe County Fire Marshal's Office, Littlefield Fire Department, North Texas Fire Investigators Association, Tarrant County Fire Arson Investigators Association, the Tarrant County Fire Marshal, and the West Texas Fire Arson Investigators Association. I do have those letters. One of them was included in your packet already, but I will pass those out so you can receive those letters and emails. At this time, that concludes my report, but I do want to introduce the committee chair, Tim Hedeer, to help answer any questions or concerns you may have.
Ask a question or do we need a motion?
Question.
Okay. On 14, so this is specific, Tim. Sorry. Came all the way from
Farmers Branch. Hang on a second. Let me make sure.
Have a motion first to either accept or, unless you're just asking for clarification.
I think there's a mistake.
I'll go ahead and make a motion if we need to get into discussion. You know.
Make a motion and then discussion.
Okay. I entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve 14A4.
I'll second.
Motion and second to approve. Now discussion. Okay.
So on page 65 in my document, section 501-7.3.
Hang on a minute.
Construction. You know, it specifically says it's not contained in 921, the definition of construction. And it looks like it was relocated to the charging section, which makes sense. But the indication that it comes from the IFS, the document, is still deleted. Is that intentional? And if so, where are the definitions coming from?
We did delete the IFS, the manual, in the process.
Okay. As specific to types of building construction, 501-7.3, and it says the following section is not contained in 921. It said that previously, I think. So now there's no reference to where you get that information. That's not in the fact.
They've added stuff to 921, and it's in the inspector book, which is also our book.
What do you
so, okay. So I would just suggest there should be a reference. Previously indicated not 921, go here to get the information. Okay. That would be my only suggestion, is to add some reference material there so they know where to go.
Mr. Chairman, for the gentleman that was in the office of speaking, if you don't mind, can you come to the mic and state your name for Deborah for the record, please? Sorry about that.
Yes, my name is George Malone, member of the Ad Hoc Committee on Department of Construction.
All right, so you know the motion is to accept this as is. Okay, Commissioner Morgan is recommending that there is some additional language put in.
Just a reference.
Any other discussion?
7.3. Isn't that what you're talking about?
Yeah, exactly.
Just needs to add a reference so you can amend it or make
okay. Got
that change.
So I'll amend and I'll make a correction. I said 14A, but it was 14B. And so I'll make a motion to amend 14B as stated by Commissioner Morgan.
And I'll second that. I mean,
the only other thing I would say is if it's a 921, you just take the statement out that it's not a 921 and you're good. you know? That's your primary reference document.
Okay, so we have an amended motion to accept, I guess, for approval, 14B, right? 14B.
Yes, sir. I misspoke first. I was saying 14B.
With amended language that Commissioner Morgan has discussed, right? Commissioner Morgan, or can you work with them to ensure that
I'd be happy to.
Is put in the way it needs to be put, okay? Any further discussion?
I would just like to commend everybody that worked on this. If you hadn't read 921, you're missing out some good toilet reading. But with the changes we've seen in the fire investigation stuff and that, how easy it is to make a mistake, which could cost somebody either their freedom or their life. This is definite changes that need to be made. And again, commend you guys for working on this.
Yes.
Okay. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. So 15.
Matters referred from the executive director, decisions of the executive director in contested cases, and consent order.
There have been no such activities.
Okay, 15B.
Discussion and possible action on matter from the executive director. B, status regarding division functions. A, training, approval, and testing. Test administered, training approvals, record reviews, and online training audit. D, certification and professional development, training application, IFSAC seals issued, certifications issued, training facilities, curriculum development, library resource request. C, compliance, biennial inspections, compliance officer training, issues involving regulated entities. And D, information technology, public website design, FARM, and FIDO improvements, CAPS, IT security policy, and service requests.
So, Mr. Commissioner, or Mr. Chairman and Commissioners, you'll see the first quarter report from each division enclosed in the book. I think you'll see our testing is well underway. We're back on track with testing audits. We are doing record reviews. I mean, we're pretty much business as usual, even though we're still working essentially from home with limited staff in the office. I would like to point out on the information technology side of the house, a couple of huge improvements. First, you'll see where they have completed the legacy data migration. It's basically moving us to the cloud. This is going to help a lot with when the state's system goes down, it's not necessarily going to drag us down. It's occurred a couple times in the last year. The other thing, we discussed it yesterday, was the BASS email system that we're finalizing here, and hopefully in the next couple of weeks we'll have that up and running, and that should serve to improve our communications with all our stakeholders and everybody that we certify.
Okay.
One question. On test sites, you have working to fill in test center gaps throughout the state. Where are the main gaps?
There's a huge map in my office I could show you, but we're up to 37 testing sites, and these are just agreements we enter into typically with community colleges and such for their computer labs. And it's just a continual process to add more and more. Obviously, there's gaps in the northwest part of the state. We're doing really well, I think, in the valley. Probably still some gaps in the large metro areas just because they are so large, so we continue to try to add to those areas. But it's an ongoing process. In fact, we think we just added a new one about 2 weeks ago in the in the Houston area. So, and it's something that our training division staff works on all the time, and they do pretty good work working out these agreements.
Thank you.
We had a conversation this morning. I believe they're working on another one in the El Paso area right now.
Any further questions? Agenda item 16.
Personnel matters regarding the appointment, employment, compensation, evaluation, reassignment, and duties of the executive director.
I don't know of anything or any reason to go into executive session, so.
I'll let you off on this one.
Today.
Oh, I forgot.
Let me say today. Agenda item 17, public comment.
Public comment.
Sorry.
While we're waiting for anybody to come up, I do have a comment I'd like to make. I know that by all appearances, we have up to four commissioners who are probably attending their last meeting based on conversation with the appointment office. I think I would like to say on behalf of the whole Texas Fire Service, we appreciate your service to Texas, and the firefighters and the citizens of Texas are in a better place because of your commitment and dedication here. On a personal note, I'd like to thank you for 1 year ago selecting me to fill this position here, and hopefully I've lived up to those expectations thus far.
Thank you,
Chief. I'd like to say a word there, Mr. Chairman. Yeah, this is my last day here on the commission. I just want to thank the governor for the appointment. I want to thank all the commissioners and everyone that I've been associated with. And you know, all of the firefighters and the commissioners, the captains that I've met over 5 years, you know, kind of like an outside guy looking in, you know, from the public sector. You know, it's been like a great honor, you know, just to be a part of it. And I know deep down that everyone here that I've met has the two care option built into their soul. I can tell it. They care about the firefighters. They care about the citizens of Texas, and it's been great to just have a small part in it. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for your service.
All right, Cliff and Shields of the Texas State Association of Firefighters. Just wanted to add, Steve Sullivan's been here before I was around, so he was very, very good.
Any other public comment?
I'd like to, I got received a compliment from Chief Bill Durham over at Levelland, small part paid, part volunteer department. But he just, you know, we talked about this a couple of meetings ago, but he sent me this text. He said, I really like being able to get the needed records together. He sent to me before Tim showed up, and he's referring to Tim Gothard, his compliance officer. He says, knowing a rough date that he was coming, let me plan for me and my staff to be here and not to have to change mine and my personnel's plans on their last minute or days off. So it's always good to hear somebody, you know, praise the employees. So thank y'all for what y'all do.
Our compliance guys do a great job. All our employees do a great job, but the compliance guys, in light of the pandemic and everything that's going on, have done an outstanding job staying on track and working with everybody.
We have a public comment.
I'm Wes Okaski, Fire Marshal of the Richmond Fire Department. Thank you to the commission. Thank you to the media for the good work on the fire investigator. Great to see you. Thank 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 you. Thank
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Chairman, I have something. You know, I like to say as well, starting firefighter advisory, then coming up to the commission. And when I came here, you know, first I like to Commissioner Cortez, Commissioner Dosher, you know, for public members, it's been a joy serving with both you gentlemen and coming in, like I said yesterday, you know, it'd be like me going somewhere and not even knowing anything. And I think you guys really used your time to learn the fire service and make the fire service better. So for that, you know, you'll be missed and I appreciate it. And Mr. Chairman Moore, I, you know, appreciate time with you and you and I, we haven't always agreed, but that's what this is about. It's like with my brother Toll here, we didn't always agree from time to time. So you'll be missed. I think you've led us the best you could. Sometimes you had to be the voice for things that maybe you didn't agree in. So I appreciate your time and, you know, leading a group of adults sometimes can be very challenging. So I appreciate the time with you and look forward to the future conversations with you. And then to my TSAFF brother at all, it's been a joy. Same thing. We didn't always agree, but we always were able to work through. But, you know, you'll be missed. And you've been a friend for a long time, and I don't see that changing at all. So I appreciate the time that you've given as chairman as well and being able to guide through your experience and your time on here will definitely be missed with your, you know, your expertise. So.
Well, thanks a lot. I appreciate the comment. And
I guess, you know, I mean, I'd like to say that it's been fun. Okay. And it's been cardiac health, you know, getting your blood pressure up sometimes. I've made some friends and I've made some enemies in this position. That's just the way it is. But I think all of the commissioners and all of us have always had the best interest at heart for the fire service, whether we agreed or not on what was the best interest. I appreciate Commissioner Tull. You know, when I was asked to take the presiding officer position, I didn't know that Commissioner Tull was coming back. So I thought it might be a challenge, but he worked very good and helped me and guided me and kept me out of trouble. As I know, it's a big job.
Somewhat.
But anyway, so yeah, it's been good. And you know, all of us are talking like we're not going to be reappointed, and that's a good possibility. Just let me say that. But in this day of COVID, who knows what's going to happen? So I'm sure we'll probably all still be here in April.
I think so.
You know, because they don't move that quickly. And so, you know, but it's been good. Thanks.
I have one more comment, if you don't mind. So I want to thank you so much for all your service, and I'm honored to work with such a great team. And I don't want you to think you're gone, so we can always call upon you if we need any advice or help with any of our goals that we have a common interest in. So this is not a goodbye, and we definitely want to keep all of you together and be able to call upon you.
Thank you so much for your service, and I'm so honored to be able to work with each and every one of you.
Thank you.
Really appreciate all y'all's help and the new kid on the block. Hope I've learned a little bit, because there's a lot of y'all leaving that's got a tremendous amount of expertise and knowledge in the firefighter. And Chief Moore, you and I have been around each other we're not even going to go that far back. I appreciate everything y'all have done and everything, and you can bet, as I do now, your phone will be ringing.
All right. With that said, agenda item 18.
Adjourn meeting.
So moved.
Got a motion and a second?
I'll second that.
And a second for adjournment. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank y'all.
Ellie moved that motion.
Your shorts.
Yeah.
Your shorts.
That's all.
Sure, ma'am.
Okay, Chief, I'm going to hang up now.
Thank you, ma'am. And you have just.
Thank you so much. I hope you stay long. I'm so proud of the long.
Well, I hope you have a great weekend and.